Maybe 5 years ago, an annual kirtan course in Radha Desh. In the kirtan course, three things are taught: how to use instruments, and then something which I consider really a unique feature of that kirtan course: how to use the human voice. There's a lot of more to the voice than vibrating the vocal cords. That's only one part of the human voice. It's almost like the strings on a violin. Yes, they're there. They're also very important. But of equal importance is the resonance body, you know, the or guitar or any other instrument, the entire body of the instrument, if you want to call it like this, is important to produce the sound. So we have a classical voice trainer, and I think Parikshit would appreciate, because it's a classical opera trainer, a professional musician, who also has learned the science of the it's called Nada Yoga, the yoga of sound. And you can really learn how to use the voice in a way. I have not been a student of that kirtan course, so I'm still croak like a frog, but an enthusiastic frog. Then you learn so musical instruments, voice training, and finally some little background of the history of kirtan. And the whole idea of this course, it's a 7-week course, is this correct, Gokrishna? 8 weeks even. And the whole purpose is to train the students to become kirtan performers, that you're confident to sit before a group of 5 people or 20. 20 or 200 and present kirtan in a nice way. And I wanted to say this because I think some of you might be interested to take this course. We have a mixed audience. Many are, you know, half of them are devotees. The teachers are from your generation, you know, the children of devotees. And Manu is there, then Madhava, and what is her name again? Sundari, and others. The reason why I'm suggesting this is because I can see that you have a very, very, very nice and natural access to kirtan. You don't have to convince anyone of you that kirtan is good. You like to participate. One may have to convince you of other things, I don't know, but kirtan comes as easy to you as breathing and as natural. So maybe that was the idea or behind inviting Gokrishna and myself to talk about kirtan. So I want to give a very simple takeaway so that it's not all of what was this all about? He said so many things and he spoke in a German accent. I don't remember anything. It was, I think, about kirtan. Yes, but what? So let me start to give a summary, which you can take away, and then some ideas how you can maybe become kirtan leaders. Please join me in the pranam mantra. Just one moment, I want to put my machine on the right. Please, everyone. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Govakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. Thank you. Prabhuji, this is very loud. I mean, maybe a little softer, please. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yes, this is good enough. My dear devotees, I am of the firm opinion that every one of you can become a happy, successful, contented, a contributing member of spreading Krishna consciousness, a member of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement in the modern times. What I see, however, is that not everyone is convinced. I have seen in our movement, as someone who gives often lectures to various groups of devotees, that many have the feeling, oh, I don't know if I can go beyond my present level. And it is this inner doubt, or let us say this blockage, which keeps many away from contributing in some ways to the spreading of Krishna consciousness. They feel inept, they feel not qualified, they feel also hopeless. They feel, we have tried so many times to chant better japa, but it didn't work. We tried so many times to be more focused in our spiritual life, but yes, after festival, after bus tour, for one and a quarter week, I was still inspired. But then, my life went back to the normal habits in which I am. It is this feeling, it is not possible to become fully happy and engaged in Krishna consciousness, which keeps us from making the progress which we could make. It's that, you know, what stops us is not so much what is outside of us, but stops us really is the doubts and the fears and the, let us say, low opinions about ourselves and also others that are inside of us. These things stop us much more from leading the life we could live than outside, you know, circumstances. What will a student do who thinks he will fail the next exam? How do you say in English? Exams. Huh? Exams. He will, of course, not learn. Why should I learn if I will fail anyways? He will become discouraged. So what will a devotee do who thinks that he or she will not be able to contribute to Krishna consciousness or live a fully integrated Krishna conscious life? He will flunk, or she will not you know, perform to her best abilities. It is possible for everyone to find their place in Krishna consciousness, because Krishna's plan is big enough. You can be, and it's not narrowed down to, you know, the job descriptions of devotees are not limited to pot washer, floor sweeper, and if you're lucky, a pujari, someone who, like Gaur Krishna myself, preaches. No, it is unlimited. You can be a TV star and a devotee. You can be a devotee and a race car driver like our Krishna Prema Rupa. You can be a cook, means cook, and you can be a organizer of a international bus tour for young people like you. It is possible to, you can be an opera singer, Manjari, imagine a devotee who is an opera singer. It is not limited. Krishna's plan for his devotees is this: they should be well maintained by his mercy, and they should feel happy in devotional service. That is how Krishna thinks. But the way we think is, oh, I'm useless. Oh, I'm not such adventurous a person. No, I'm just a normal income people. That's an English word. It means an incompetent people, person. I will not repeat the word so that you don't learn it. It's not, it's boycotts, God's one. So now in real, and what I've seen, my dear devotees, if you just invest your faith in the holy name will invest his faith in you. He has already faith in you, but he becomes really active, the holy name, in bringing your level of life to the next level when you surrender to him. Why? Because the holy name is not different from Krishna, or Krishna is not different from the holy name. It expresses the same idea. So in relationship to the holy name, if you can learn there to improve yourself, if you can learn to come to the next level in relationship to the holy name, if you can learn to see the next step which you need to take in relationship to the holy name, it is equivalent to taking the next step in relationship to Krishna. And it's so easy. Krishna may be far away from us, but the holy name is as close as your tongue and your ear. So close. It's then a constant invitation for us. Come, chant. What you can do to come to the next level in your chanting is to learn the science of alignment in kirtan. What's that? Alignment is a word which comes originally from the French language, aligner, something like this. I'm not good in France, so don't nail me down on my pronunciation. Alignment means to put things in such an order that something wonderful can happen. For instance, in the kitchen, they take a pot, they place the pot on the fireplace, whatever it is, electrical stove or gas stove, and so on. Then they put the ghee inside the pot, put some spices there, like anise, then they put the farina there, and they stir, and then the water, and then you have stomach-bursting halava at the end. So this is aligning the ingredients so that a wonderful meal comes. If you would take the farina and put it into the stove, that wouldn't work. You have to put it into the pot, and you have to put the ghee before. And then if you put it all together in a nice way, in the right way, a wonderful preparation comes. Or you align the elements of the meal so that a very nice meal comes out. Or think of it as a sports car. Some of you are more male-oriented examples, but ladies drive nowadays also cars. There's a motor, there are wheels, there is a tank, and many other things. So you have to put the motor in the car, connect somehow the movements of the motor to the wheels for, and you also need fuel which you can burn to create the combustion energy, the energy which moves the whole thing forward. If you have your motor here and your wheels there and somewhere the tank, you will not have the phenomena of locomotion or moving forward. You need to align all these elements, put them properly together. So in chanting, the greatest, to have the feel the locomotion of the holy name, to feel the and force of the holy name working on you, you will have to bring three elements together. Your body, like we have spoken, you have to pronounce properly Hare Krishna, make the sound Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, hearing it properly. Then the most important is to have, you have to bring the mind there. It has to focus, it has to be fully concentrated on the sound vibration. And then what I consider most important, and what we did yesterday, and thank you, I acknowledge it was after a whole day of hiking, and some of you must have felt tired and so on, but you really meditated, you put your heart into the kirtan, where we learned how to chant in a devotional spirit. So these three things need to be there for good kirtan. Have you ever noticed, you may sing, but your mind may be in your latest disappointment in a relationship, no? And you are not focused, although your mouth is opening and closing, and your ear, the eardrums in your ears are trembling with the sound. But because your mind is absent, there is not the full benefit of the kirtan. Have you made such experiences? Now, what you need to learn is to also bring the heart in there. Have you ever heard kirtan leaders saying to you in the middle of the kirtan, chant from your heart? Have you heard this? Yeah. What do they mean? Is that some Romeo and Julia thing? No. We have three hearts, my dear devotees. Not one. One is the pump. Then we have the heart as the seat of emotions, where we feel love and hate and all the other emotions, you know. When an Italian falls in love, he will not say amore, he will say amore. When he makes like this, it's another emotion. It means this has no future. But when he goes amore, he feels I'm imprisoned for the rest of my life. I feel so much bound by this person. No, so heart is the seat of emotions. Very, and this heart must be placed in Krishna. But the heart is more than a pump, a seat of emotions. The heart is also a spiritual place where you, that is the soul, resides, and Krishna in the heart. And if the kirtan leader says chant from your heart, he doesn't mean just emotions. He means turn to Krishna. You, the soul, have been so long absent-minded from Krishna. There's a very nice part in the Bhagavatam. It comes in the fourth canto. I think you remember this heart-wrenching story. The queen, what was her name? Who was Puranjana in the last life? Queen. There was a pious queen who lived with her husband, Mala Rajvaja, and they ruled a vast empire. When the time came when the husband and the queen decided to leave their palace and go out into the forest to dedicate themselves exclusively to devotional practices. Every morning, the queen, as her service, came to her husband, who was ending his meditation and massaged his feet. And one day she came like all the other mornings, touched his feet respectfully. Her husband was still sitting like this, and she noted the feet were cold. When someone dies, the extremities of the body become cold. Hands become cold and feet become cold. You know, if you touch, oh, he has left. So the queen came, previous queen, dressed like an ascetic lady, and massaged the feet of her husband. Wow, it is cold. Immediately she knew her husband had left his body while meditating about Krishna. Wasn't that a nice way to leave the body? He was just sitting there, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you comfortably leave without any terror and any problem. No? So she was really in a big problem. Here she is, all alone. She has given up her palace. She's in the forest. Her husband, her only protector, her all and everything, has left. And now she has to arrange the funeral ceremony. So she picks some loose wood, heaps it up into a funeral pyre, and somehow manages, sobbing desperately, to pull the dead body of her husband on the funeral pyre. Now she's about to set fire to the pyre, but at that moment, the bushes part. There's an opening in the gray of white-haired stranger comes out of the bushes and goes to the queen, looks into her eyes and says, "Don't you recognize me?" Imagine the scenario. This is a complete stranger. She's here trying to burn the body of her husband and immolate herself, you know, burn herself as well. So it's a very, very, very dramatic moment. Then the Brahmana begins to speak more. He says, "Long ago, you and me, like two swans, were on the lake of the heart." Mystical language. Hare Krishna. Welcome. You and me know each other since eternal time. Queen, have you forgotten? She looks at him, and as her eyes muster him, going up and down, she recognizes all of a sudden, this is my unknown friend. It's the Lord in the heart who has come to me in the disguise of a Brahmana. In other words, the Brahmana's form or body disappears and she sees the Lord standing before him, herself. She knows that he has come at this very important crossroad of her spiritual life to guide her in Krishna consciousness. So this is a very, very nice image. You are there in the heart like a swan on a lake, and Krishna is with you as your unknown friend, inviting you to make a relationship. So when we say chant from your heart, it means turn to Krishna. And so often, even in the name of Krishna consciousness, we are not thinking of Krishna. We are not thinking. We are just, oh, I have to get up. I have to get into the shower. Oh, my God. There's a queue of 20 people before the shower. And a toilet is also required. And there's a double queue before the toilet. So we are working with our consciousness on this level. We don't think of Krishna. We don't use the time to chant. We are not turning to Krishna, but to the occupied toilet. Heavy words in the morning. No, let us turn to Krishna. So this is what you do. With your body, you sit in a nice posture. You chant with nice pronunciation. You listen with the mind. You bring it to the present moment. Raj has to bring his mind away from the tiny little wound on his hand to the present moment. This is some effort is required. And with your heart, you think, I need Krishna. Hey, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Mind to sing or be there with every holy name and with your heart you focus on Krishna. Whoa, it's a train station. Even in the train station you do this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody please.
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
You chant, you can just, you know, do this. I suggest to do this little check. Am I sitting properly? Am I focusing my mind on the holy name? Like, remember when we did this with the first Hari? Really being there with the name and then putting our devotional heart there. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to pray, Ayi Nanda Tanuya, oh my Lord, son of Nanda, I have unfortunately left you and fallen into this dangerous, treacherous ocean of birth and death. I have fallen. Now please take me back and fix me as an atom at your lotus feet. So then, when you do like this, you will chant very nicely and you will be able to present kirtan. Yeah, this will be very easy. You know, wherever you are, you can maybe learn an instrument, harmonium. I only know kartas, but I feel totally satisfied with taking it everywhere, even on airports. They always, you know, this security check, they always ask, what is it? Do you have weapons there, these round things? I'm showing you. Then I take them out and I go like, and the whole airport listens, who? Yeah, and then you do like this and then you can sing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You can do like this, it's very nice. And then everyone goes, boom. Tika. So, yes, kirtan should be our best friend. Or let us say the holy name should be our best friend, because it's Krishna and he's always accessible. Even in the night you can chant. Lord Chaitanya says there are no hard and fast roots. It's not that in one time you can chant and the other time not. You can chant when you are dying, you can chant when you are born, you can chant when you are good, you can chant when you're bad. you can always be with Krishna in the form of his holy name. And this easy check. Body, then?
Mind.
Then?
Heart.
Simple, you're done. You're fully there, fully integrated. Like wheels, motor and tank all together, and now you can move forward in your kirtan if Krishna is, of course, merciful. What I have heard recently is one of the students of the kirtan course went home and he invited friends with him. to his friends, etc. I was at this course. Do you want to know what I learned? And then he explained to his friends, and they are now singing and chanting everywhere. Where this person lives. I just heard this. So this is something which you might also do. Oh, Parikshit, you are a poet and an intellectual. You can present, how would you say, it in a nice way with a nice poem maybe, or nice points. And in this way, make the life meaningful and share something which people can benefit from. All right, I want to not speak so long. I have another part here, but I think there will be questions and I can say what I wanted to say. What is the difference between a good kirtan and a very good kirtan? Any idea? This is a difficult question, I know. I also wouldn't know the answer. Chanda Varana Super Excellent Das. Yes.
I think a good kirtan would be a musically, you know, nice sounding, everyone's feeling energetic, enlivened, dancing around. It's attractive to newcomers. That would be a good kirtan. And a very good kirtan would be when you feel it.
And you feel it.
You feel it inside.
Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful description. Any other? Yes, Rahul. Your good name?
Krishnananda.
Wow. Krishnananda Prabhu. Yes, please.
I guess a good kirtan would be one that you, as part of it, would enjoy. And then an even better kirtan would be one that Krishna would enjoy.
Wonderful. Krishnananda. Wow. Saintly answer. Thank you, Krishnananda. Very good. Wow. What do you know? Our Matajis have some ideas? This is not easy, no? But good kirtan and opposed to it. Very good, not opposed. Even better kirtan. Very good kirtan. Yes, your good name again?
Vrindavan Leela.
Vrindavan Leela, yes.
What you were saying on the floor, like, musically, like, it sounds nice, but if he runs attentive and, like, listening instead of just singing. And
Wonderful. Thank you, Vrindavan Leela. Yes, you would really listen. You're in a very good kirtan. Keshava, Prabhu?
In terms of the mood of the participants, a good kirtan would be everybody is trying to please the Lord. But a very good kirtan would be everybody's embodying the spirit of Sharanagati, surrender, where we realize that we're asking Krishna to be pleased with our efforts, where we can't please Krishna by our own efforts.
Yeah, where we ask, we have to ask for mercy. Yes, very good kirtan, Keshava says, needs the mood of Sharanagati, where you totally surrendered. I once remembered, some of you knew, I was a few times in Mayapur with the Kirtan Mela, and I was singing that one day. I still remember it. There were so many good instruments, violins and mitangas. Everything was very good. The melody which I've chosen was really an all-time winner. But I really felt the kirtan was dragging. Do you know what? You try to move forward, but it's almost like the gravitational force acted on everyone, but times 10, you know. It was not going anywhere. And I was looking at the wristwatch. It was, you know, I think my slot was at 6 o'clock, and I was supposed to chant up to 7 o'clock, or was it 7:30? I don't remember. And after half an hour, I again looked at the wristwatch. It was still 6 o'clock. Then, what's going on? Another half an hour passed. It was still 6 o'clock. Another half an hour. Time did not move. This is when you are anxious, you know. It was only half an hour in my experience. It was maybe 1 second in real time, but and I remember at that time I thought, oh my God, we are not going anywhere, we are not getting anywhere. And this, I mean, they all came from international places to participate in Nice Kid, and here I'm spoiling everything. So I might as well now surrender to Krishna and give this to Krishna. Think, my dear Lord Krishna, please, I am such a useless devotee, please, but these are good devotees, please appear at this kirtan. And the next thing I knew, after I don't know, maybe 30 seconds, the time was over. Everyone said, Maharaj, you're already over, you're already over time. The next kirtan leader is there, but it's the most ecstatic kirtan in a century. I said, it's not my kirtan, it's Krishna's kirtan. I think the difference between a good kirtan and a very good kirtan is like when there is a lecture. When there is a good lecture, someone said, we will all say, he spoke so good, so clearly, and it, oh my God, this is a speaker, he is like a tornado, explaining everything, so many verses, Keshava, he quoted 300 verses in that lecture, you know, and so on. This is a good lecture, but a very good lecture is, wow, everyone talks about the content, surrendering to Krishna. Wow, this subject inspired me so much. It's not about the person. It's about the content of what he said. This is the difference between a good lecture and a very good lecture. In a good lecture, we note the speaker. In a very good lecture, we note the content more even than the speaker. So this is also in the good kirtan is where you think, well, Madhava sings so nice, or Gaur Krishna sings so nice, or Manu sings so nice, or Chanda Varana, super excellent devotee, sang so nice. But a very good kirtan is where you think, Krishna, 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 about the content of the... and Krishna is satisfied most about a very good kirtan. Kirtan is not so much about ourselves as it is about Krishna. So I feel somehow the time factor is moving. When do we have... Well, we have up to 9 hours, but we don't need to fulfill that time. Let me see, does anyone of you have any question? Devaki, from her question list. Yes. Yeah. There are two types of statements by Srila Prabhupada on this subject. In one statement which is mostly quoted in our movement, he says, just focus. The question there was to him, what do we do with our mind while we chant? Prabhupada answered, just listen. Just chant and listen. There's a question of the mind. In other words, the mind is engaged in just hearing. There is one type of statement, but we would do Prabhupada, we would be unjust to Prabhupada by quoting him only partially. He said, it's desired that while you chant, automatically in your mind, the qualities of Krishna appear, like how he is so merciful, how he is so kind, how he is so grateful for every service which is rendered, and the pastimes of Krishna appear. This is something which happens naturally when you have more of a relationship to Krishna. It may not be necessary to force your mind in it, but see, just as an example, if someone would have said to me, there is one Parikshit, he lives in Vrindavan, his father walks mostly on a stick and is in charge of the kirtan, the japa sessions which are done for visitors in the temple, I would say, good, there's a Parikshit, yes. There are many Parikshits. I know two other Parikshits. But now, if someone says, there's a Parikshit from Vrindavan, so, and I would then all of a sudden I would think, wow, he played Rumi so nicely. Wow, he spoke the poem of Goethe so nicely. Things would come to my mind naturally because some relationship has been formed. We walk together for an hour, no? In the Lauterbrunnental. So I don't have to force my mind. When I hear now the name Parikshit from Vrindavan, I immediately, many things come to my mind because a relationship has been formed. I think this is the big problem in our movement, that no one listens to Krishna about Krishna, what he does. Some even say it is sahajiya if you do that. It is very unfortunate that the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is sometimes veiled and put in a fork by only quoting partially what is there. So, but the thing is, what Prabhupada did not appreciate and what our acharyas don't appreciate is this imaginative thinking. So therefore, it is so important that we all read. It's not just that we do kirtan and sing the kirtan. We need to read and hear about the person and what he does and how he is and how he looks and so on. And if we do that, then when we hear Krishna, immediately all of Krishna's qualities come to mind, no? Because there is some knowledge about him which forms a relationship. Aribo Andre, you are a pandit, you come with the books.
This is my Bhagavatam.
Wonderful. Yes, so both is there. What I usually do when I chant is I first make sure that I pronounce it properly. I make sure that my mind is focused on the holy name. I make very, very sure that I'm approaching Krishna in a devotional way, prayerful way. And then I can see when I'm aligned in this way, then as I chant, naturally what I have read about Krishna and heard about Krishna is coming as little snippets of memories. It just enters into the mind. Not that I force, okay, how was it? Krishna book chapter. Oh, I always forget numbers. Chapter 29. Okay, think what is in the 29th chapter and then recapitulate it. It comes naturally as you hear. Isn't it? When we say the name Keshava, everyone knows, has an image, wow, that Keshava with a very particular pronunciation, very quick, his language is very quick, he likes verses, he always has his blue mobile telephone there. We immediately, something comes to mind because we know Keshava and we appreciate Keshava. So therefore, this is how you chant also. If you never hear about Krishna, then your mind will always think about other things, you know, which are not so important. Any other? The man who took a long shower? I was going to the place where the water came and... your good name? Mukunda Babu was standing there and absorbed in deep thought. Some deep thought was going on. Had you noticed also? Mukunda was there for longer time. I stayed for a long time at the first, where the whole force of the water came. I was thinking, my God, is this Krishna's universal form? As Manuram said, the pulsating veins. Krishna. Good. Then today will be a very, very nectarian day. I think we should stop here. I saw the prasadam was offered because we need to go. One thing which I do not know, have you discussed how you will have the theater play in Zurich? No, it's all right. I thought you were here. It's not yet discussed in Manoram. You need to think about it. Yes, Parikshit?
Manoram is still trying to figure it out, but what he suggests is it might be likely that it's going to be between 6 and 7.
Acha. After the... it makes a lot of sense. After the... I know from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock is Kirtan in the temple. Then there's a lecture from 4 to around 5 o'clock. And then everyone eats prasadam. That's a big thing in Zurich. You will.
Sorry, Maharaj. Today's Julan Yatra.
So it's 6 o'clock is Julan Yatra.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's Krishna.
It's a 25-minute play.
Yeah.
Exactly 25 minutes, and the artik starts at 7, so it's likely that we'll begin it.
Yeah, maybe we do Julan Yatra doing the... Manoram will figure it out, he has to see. But I would certainly be extremely pleased to see that. How many actors you need for this?
14.
And the actors are available? Wow! Let's see Krishna speaking to Arjuna. Okay, and I don't know if I will have the opportunity to say goodbye to all of you. Thank you very, very much for your kind hospitality. It was a great time staying with you. Ooh, unforgettable memories. Very, very nice. I will take me. My highlight was when Rumi came. I really thought that was good. Yeah. There is a candle in your heart that waits to be kindled. There's an emptiness that needs to be filled. You feel it, don't you? That's an evocative form. Yes, presented. Good. So, thank you very much. Go Krishna, do you want to say some words of what was your impression?
I think for me, coming to or being a youth, it's always very encouraging because I myself am a youth also. And it's so nice just to see it all so inspired and enthusiastic. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to be there yesterday, but I actually learned one nice thing, which was that the enthusiasm is so important in Krishna consciousness. It really is one of the main principles which Guru Goswami advises that we should have. And it's in kirtan especially, it's so important to be enthusiastic. Here it's also a refreshing experience for me, so I'm really grateful to be here. Yeah, I hope you can come back soon.
Yeah, come back soon to Europe. Don't, what is America? There's Donald Trump, you know, he's not so attractive. He eats too much, I think. Hare Krishna, I'm joking. Good. So, we will see each other. We will do Lake Harinam. All the best. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.